AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We're going to give you a great hand clap right there. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and of course, always our online streaming where you can always listen live out on KDOW.biz. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial into today's radio show at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220, and get your questions and comments on air with me today, or you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Of course, if you want to connect with me, always you can directly connect with me through my email on the edge at businessontheedge.biz. biz.biz, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. MY-SBC-30. So welcome into the show. Can you believe we are almost out of time for 2024? I'm already in 2024. We're almost out of time for 2023. I'm already thinking about 2024, but I can't believe how fast this year has gone by. So welcome into the show. I like coaching small businesses, and I mentioned a couple of weeks on the show, I'd read an article about someone interviewing Warren Buffett, Steve Jobs, and they asked Warren Buffett about billionaires and why billionaires, kind of why they do what they do, or what are they doing in their businesses and why, right? And Warren Buffett talked about the one thing that he's learned about billionaires that have the same thing in common, four words that they live by: do what you love. Steve Jobs, the same thing. Love what you do. And I believe that those are really, really powerful words to live by. And so I love what I do. I love working with small businesses, micro businesses. And we're going to frame up small businesses here in just a second, but I just want to chat with you for a minute. Just chill. Coaching small businesses, I have this, it can be this love-hate relationship. So what does that mean, coach? Love-hate relationship. I love what I do. Sometimes I hate the battle that I think is there in trying to pull back the veil, the hindrances that you're trying to tell small businesses that are there, that's keeping them from going to that next level in their business, to go to that next revenue level, to be able to hire that first employee outside of themselves, paying themselves. You should be paying yourselves. You should be building your company to a place where you're collecting payment. And I have some interesting ways to do that to kind of get you on that track, but that's not what we're talking about today. But I love it and I hate it, because sometimes I'm like, you guys, because when they don't get it, they are not investing in their business future. They're not investing in the things that they need to invest in. And that could be time, your time and energy. That could be financial. And if I talk to them a year later or 2 years later, I had a client I circle back around with who's been dormant, and I realize you haven't engaged for almost 2 years. And this is through the Small Business Development Center program, which is a free advising service, no excuse, right? So it gets kind of interesting, to say the least. And so let me frame up small businesses. What's really a small business? You can Google it. A small business or a micro business, inquiring minds want to know, what are they? Yes. So the U.S. Census Bureau will tell us that a small business, the U.S. Census Bureau and the Small Business Administration actually will define a micro business as fewer than 10 employees. And then you really do have something that's, can we really say that I have a SBD director and he calls it the smallest of the small businesses. What is that fewer than 10 people? Employees, not people, employees. Is that negative one? If you are working your business and you don't have yourself on staff, is that a negative one employee? Is that smallest of the small? I don't know. But they could be very small. And then the small size enterprises or companies with fewer than 50 employees. And mid-size enterprises, and this is according to Investopedia. I like Investopedia. I think it's a very cool place to get a lot of good information. So Investopedia says, okay, a small size enterprise company is fewer than 50 employees, and a mid-size enterprise is fewer than 250 employees, which is interesting because the SBA defines a small business as fewer than 500 employees and less than $7.5 million in revenue for a firm that is not a manufacturer. These are the people and organizations and small business owners that I'm dealing with. But I'm really dealing with a lot of micro businesses, especially in the SBDC. There's a lot of micro businesses. A lot of them are fewer than 10 employees. When we're getting clients from other places, like maybe Thumbtack referrals and other things that we're doing, we could see organizations that are small businesses that are a little bit bigger. But I pull my hair out because I hear when I'm sitting down with my customers, you know, two areas, the number one and number two areas that they talk about, but don't invest in, is getting access to capital and marketing. And there's this, and I really think that small business owners are marketing, advertising, branding adverse when it comes to how much they need to invest. Yet, I challenge you that you are seeking the biggest return for the least amount of real effort that it takes to do this. And I would implore you, hopefully today, to think differently. And so I did a little research just for fun to make this interesting. Think about going into the new year, running into the new year, investing more in your marketing, your advertising. And inquiring minds wanted to know, what are Fortune 1000 companies doing that small businesses aren't doing? And I know that small business owners are thinking, and micro business owners, is they have a financial war chest that dwarfs anything that I could be doing. Sure. You're not wrong. But that's not the finish line. And so we know Fortune 1000 companies You know, they are able to dig into their war chest and create these great distinct marketing strategies, leveraging their resources and influences, using sophisticated advertising campaigns that we enjoy seeing, investing in advertising across multiple platforms, reaching a bigger audience, a broader audience. That's why I do the magazine, because it gives you a bigger and broader audience. I'm just saying, available. Pennies on the dollar. Just saying. I'm driving a point, because when you as small business owners complain to your coaches and your advisors, and maybe you're not even complaining, maybe you're just tired and you're worn out and you're in the fight and it's not working, or you're whining. Maybe you're whining. You know, we've got our whiners, we got our complainers, and we got our tired small business owners, and they want it to work. They want it to work. Or I want to do something new. And you don't need to do anything new. You need to go full throttle, dig in, and build smart strategies. And these Fortune 1000 companies have influencer partnerships. They have global market ability to expand. During COVID, I structured Small Business Concierge because it drove me nuts, communications and digital media, because I was grieved. I was totally struggling with small businesses closing. And I, as a director, a former director of at one of the largest, for one of the largest counties in Northern California, Small Business Development Center, when you love what you do, it's hard for you to see business deaths. You know why? Because what comes with those deaths for those businesses? Their economic situation changes to what? To zero. And if they do happen to have, and we're saying small businesses, fewer than 10 employees, guess what? They're out of a job. They need support. They need to do things differently. And I'm hungry for that for them. And so we're going to look at Fortune 1000 companies, what they're doing, what small businesses aren't doing in their marketing and managing that and doing something extra fantastic. I got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business of the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge. On AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Yes, dial in and let's have a conversation. 1-800-516-1220. What are we talking about? I'm whining. I'm frustrated. I have a love-hate relationship with how small businesses and micro businesses handle their path to growth and their thinking about marketing, advertising, and branding activities. And they need a growth mindset in that, not a fixed mindset. Sometimes it's a fixed mindset. A lot of times a fixed mindset is that I don't have the money to spend, or I'm not going to spend it unless you can prove to me that I am going to get sales. So what Fortune 1000 companies, here's the topic. What Fortune 1000 companies do to market their products and services that small businesses do not do. Okay. And so we dealt with they have a financial war chest that you don't have. Okay, so we've dealt with that. You don't have it. What can you do? When I first started advertising on radio, before being a radio personality, I was advertising for an event that I invested in to do a seminar for women professionals and women in business, Power Women, Power Secrets, back in 2012. And I advertised on Salem Media Network, that on KFAX, their sister station, and KDOW is there. And so I had to invest, and we were still struggling coming out of the 2008 market housing crash. We weren't that far out of it. People were still stuck and blindsided. The housing market crashed and it just ripped through the entire world, right? I lost my first company in it. I started a company in the early 2000s, built it to a wonderfully comfortable six-figure company, wrote a 50-plus page business plan, got almost $250,000 in funding to take it to a million-dollar, $1 to $3 million company. And the housing market just blew up. And we weren't even in the housing market. I was a owner of a audio video production company. And what did that have to do with us? We were innocent bystanders and got sucked into the vortex. It happens. Hence, one of the reasons why I do what I do today. And so you have to invest. And you have to find the right ways to invest. And not just finding, you have to plan. What are Fortune 1000 companies doing that small businesses don't do to market? Guess what? They do data-driven marketing. They're utilizing big data analytics. So I don't have big data. You can get data. You can research. You can invest in data for your market. And you don't have to pay these, what Fortune 1000 companies are paying, but you can do something. I research my market all the time. My small businesses, you guys, I'm paying attention. And there's a lot of flaky, I'm just keeping it real, a lot of flaky small business owners that want this pie in the sky, and that's just not how it works. You ever see that commercial, the likes are on Facebook, that old commercial, and the two old women are talking about, and she's like, that's not how it works. It's so funny. It's a hilarious commercial. Data-driven marketing, data analytics. Fortune 1000 companies are refining their marketing strategies. They're making sure that they are targeting their market. And if you tell me, if I ask you, who's your target market, and you tell me everyone, I'm going to tell you, you haven't done your homework. Because everyone's not your target market. Everyone doesn't have the capacity to buy. Everyone's not going to think of it. So that's just code for, I haven't done my homework. Okay. And so they're doing their homework. They have marketing strategies. They're targeting. So they can have what? You know what you want? You want conversion rates. If you get people to your website, you want them to buy. You want them to invest. You want them to buy into your products or services. Right? What else are they doing that small businesses aren't doing? And I'm talking about fewer than 10 people, micro businesses, small businesses, by according to SBA standard, is fewer than 500 employees, and you would be amazed at companies that are 50 to 100 employees or small businesses that are not doing, that they are not doing great marketing. They're not doing the level that Fortune 1000, why are they Fortune 1000 companies? You didn't just start buying their products and services. They didn't just pop up. Do you know that if Target and Walmart stopped advertising to us, we're not as loyal as we think. And a third option came along and they were just advertising and all of that like crazy, and we're picking them up from different channels, we would migrate and buy their, go to their products and services. You remember Kmart? Anybody remember Kmart? What happened to Kmart? You barely can find a Kmart anywhere. There used to be a Kmart. If you are, you know anything about California and you're going to, you're in Northern California rather, and you know you want to go to one of these, you know, you want to go to the beach in California, they, you might be able to find a Kmart in one of these smaller places. I think there was one in Northern California somewhere, but they're not there. Why? What happened? Walmart happened. Target happened. I got to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about what Fortune 1000 companies do to market their products and services that small businesses do not do. Small businesses that do not do what Fortune 1000 companies are doing. I'm on my soapbox. What else do small business, Fortune 1000 companies do? And I kind of like this, the influencer partnerships. 1000 firms are collaborating with influencers. That's, you know, that's deep pockets, right? Then what are they doing? They want to enhance their brand visibility. You can realize this, guys. You can have a brand with no awareness. We don't even know that you're there. We don't know that you're there. Brand visibility is important. Why? Because it builds credibility. Okay, and so you're like, I don't have the budget. You're going to have to get past the I don't have the budget money scenario. You have to get creative. You have to, and you can't go it alone. You need a small business coach. You need a small business consultant. And let me just say, coaches, consultants, and advisor are different hats. Okay, you're doing different things. Coaches coach. If you think about a coach, what do you think a coach is doing from the sidelines when they're in the middle of the game? They're watching the plays, right? They're watching and making sure that the players are executing the play. And if they're not, what are they doing? They're screaming and yelling. Right, watch a football game, watch a basketball game, watch some sort of sports. What is the coach doing? They are not sitting on the sidelines just waiting for it to end. They're you know, calling out plays and they're yelling, they're making sure that you get into the end zone. Coaches want you to win. Coaches aren't coaching for you to lose. Influencer partnerships. And what's really, really interesting is that you have all of these new kind of social media influencers on TikTok and all of these different social medias and mediums. And you could vet them and reach out to them and use some of these influencers that are out there. Twitch channels. If you're a Twitch personality, they're influencers. People know, their audience knows them, I'm telling you. And you don't just pick anyone, you pick those that align with what you're selling, your products and services. Do something. Invest in something. Yes, Fortune 1000 companies, they have a strong and robust digital presence, right? They invest a lot of dollars in their website, their SEO, search engine optimization, search engine marketing, their social media management. They're going for that strong online presence. And I'm saying this and talking to you about this today because as small business owners and micro businesses, it is not impossible for you to have a big impact using tactics and strategies, these same tactics and strategies at a smaller level, right? You eat the elephant one bite at a time. You don't have to choke the whole thing down. Certainly, you can do something. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Small Business Concierge and what we're doing there. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I am on my soapbox. I'm on my soapbox. Why not be? This is going to be a great company. We don't have shortages of great companies that come along decade after decade. And they start small. Sam Walton, small. Steve Jobs, small. Growing and building. Mattel was in a totally different business. Small. Grew into a, changed their products to toys. And there's a story behind that, how they got there. I don't have time to tell it. These are small businesses, people. Auntie Anne's Pretzels, Ann Byler, who I've had on the show. I did try to get her pretzel recipe, but she would not divulge that. The founder of Auntie Anne's Pretzels, small. What am I saying? I'm saying that you're not a unicorn. You're not so different from those that came before you. But they did some things different. They're all in. Are you all in for your business? There's going to be another rising star after star after star after star after star in small business. Will that be you? Do you want it to be you? Certainly small businesses can learn from the marketing strategies of Fortune 1000 companies. They're Fortune 1000 companies for a reason. I've sat with clients and they'll say things like, does it really take all that? Or do I really need a business plan? Business plans are antiquated. They're old. We don't need them. Why do we need a marketing? Why do I need a SOSTIC plan? Why is it important? I don't understand it. And when you don't understand something, you will not progress to achieve the potential that your business can achieve because of lack of understanding. And all you're getting, get understanding. If you do not understand, you are not going to move forward with it. And a year from now, you're going to be in the same place. It's impossible. You have to change. What can you do and learn from large corporations? Digital marketing, certainly. Small businesses can learn from Fortune 1000 companies and invest in digital marketing channels, your social media marketing. What does that look for you? Your SEO, come on. Pay-per-click advertising, email marketing. So you got your MailChimps out there and your constant contacts and all of that. Leveraging your platforms in a smart way. You have to get creative. And you can't do it alone. You need a business coach. Okay. Content marketing is like it is the next big thing, right? It is the next big thing. It is the thing. It is not even next. It is here. And it is sitting right on top of you. Content marketing. Creating content, blogs, videos, podcasts, infographics. I love infographics, by the way. Why? Engage the customers. I get, LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. I'm heavily on LinkedIn. If you want to connect with me out on LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson. Just look me up. Connect with me and tell me that you heard the show here on AM 1220 KDOW. And let's connect and do some things together. We've got some opportunities coming up. So LinkedIn, I am bombarded with people sending me messages and just sell. And they're not building a relationship. They're not doing anything other than saying, hey, what are you doing in your HR? Hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, and I'm looking for relationships. I'm looking for opportunities to win, for you to win and for me to win, for my business to win and for you to win. I'm not interested in another sales pitch. Social media presence. Build your social media presence around different platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. You're allowing businesses to connect with you and their audiences. You can share updates. You can engage in direct communication. Remember the term middleman? There is no middleman. That is like crazy. There's no middleman. And you have direct access to your customers. If you do your homework, do your due diligence. Who's your target audience? Who's your target market? And please don't tell me it's everyone. I said that earlier in my first segment. Everyone's not going to purchase and buy from you. Everyone's not your market. You're always going to have outliers in who's going to purchase from you. But who are the ones that's going to purchase from you? Who are the cash cows that you're solving their problems? They want to buy what you're selling. They're already looking to buy what you're selling. You got to make some changes. Think like a Fortune 1000 company. This is Margaret Jackson. Got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the bottom of our show. It's been a soapbox show. small businesses, you are the backbone of our country. And we want to see you grow. We want to see you get stronger. We've been talking about what Fortune 1000 companies are doing in their marketing that small businesses aren't doing. Some of the other things that you could be doing is influencer marketing, like I mentioned, e-commerce. Make sure data analytics, I cannot overstate getting tools and data analytic tools that help your business analyze your customers' behavior. Why you need to, I was coaching a client today and we were talking about their digital marketing, and really she was really trying to understand the value and just connecting the dots. And sometimes it does take a little bit, and I get that. And she's hungry and she wants to build this great online presence, and she's on the right track. And understanding your analytics, understanding, like I explained to her, understanding your customers, where are they at, what's their buying patterns, what's their customer behavior, what are their preferences, what are the marketing trends, can they make an informed decision based on what you're putting out there, can you make informed decisions based on the data that you are mining in your marketing strategies and your customer experiences. Branding, building a strong and consistent brand identity. Your logos, your slogans, your messaging, all of this is impactful, important for customers to make a decision to buy. Invest in brand building. Create those long-lasting impressions for your customers. I said I'm gonna give you something. This is what I want you to do. The first 50 small business owners that connect with me on LinkedIn, I want you to connect with me on LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. I am going to give you a free seat in a invitation only Zoom webinar on managing your small business digital marketing. I'm going to help you managing your small business digital marketing. So go out to LinkedIn, connect with my network. You have to connect with, you have to be a brand new connect, not someone who's already there. Sorry, guys. This is for those that are new. I'm going to give you an opportunity to connect with me on LinkedIn. And in it, I want you to, when you connect in the message, I want you to put AM1220KDOW. Okay. And your email so we can get information to you. And so connect with me. The first 50 will get the seats, invitation only. But you need to connect with me on LinkedIn. We are going to talk about getting you from being localized to globalized in your mass exposure and managing your digital marketing. So connect with me out there and you will not be disappointed, and we can help you kick your business up to its next level. Somebody's going to be fantastic. Someone's going to be the next fantastic marketing, not marketing, but small business star. It might as well be you. Why not? So go search for me out there on LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson, and you'll see my KDOW information on their radio show personality. I'm not hard to miss. And put in it, I'm verified, you'll see my little check mark there, and put in your message, AM1220KDOW, your email, and we will let you into the network and get you connected to this Zoom invitation only. You've got to think like Fortune 1000 business owners. Did Auntie Anne and Byler think that her business was going to be this global largest pretzel chain in the world. No, she was just trying to close the gap on supplementing their income because her husband was counseling folks in the neighborhood, a pastor. So she was supplementing the income. And so she was making pretzels. And then started franchising because someone asked her about franchising. You just never know how things are going to go. I am trying to help you be proactive. Start creating the opportunities so they can come to you. Don't wait for the opportunities to show up. Get proactive so the opportunities can come to you. You guys have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Connect with me on LinkedIn. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on the fantastic AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there, everybody.